Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India welcomes International Energy Agency's decision to release emergency oil stocks amid West Asia conflict. 177 Indians repatriate from Lebanon and over 500 depart Qatar in special flights. Iran targets commercial shipping in Persian Gulf and aviation infrastructure in UAE. UN Security Council asks Tehran to halt attacks immediately. First session of Bangladesh's 13th National Parliament to begin today in Dhaka. And in FIH Hockey Women's World Cup qualifiers, India beat Wales 4-1 in Pool B match in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. India has welcomed the International Energy Agency IEA's decision to release emergency oil stocks amid prevailing supply disruptions. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said in a statement that India is an associate member of the IEA and an active participant in the International Energy Cooperation. It further said that India is closely monitoring the evolving situation in global energy markets, particularly in the Middle East, and stands ready to take appropriate measures to support global market stability in alignment with the efforts of the International Energy Agency. India has stepped up assistance to its citizens in West Asia as hundreds of Indians repatriated from Lebanon and Qatar on commercial flights. We have a report.
According to the Indian Embassy in Beirut, the first batch of 177 Indian nationals was repatriated to New Delhi on a charter flight arranged by their employer yesterday. The group was seen off at Beirut Rafiq Hariri International Airport by India's ambassador to Lebanon, Noor Rehman Sheikh. Meanwhile, the Indian Embassy in Qatar said more than 500 Indians who had been stranded in Qatar travelled to India on Qatar Airways flights yesterday. The passengers departed for destinations including New Delhi and Mumbai. The embassy added that Qatar Airways is scheduled to operate two additional flights to India today, one each to New Delhi and Mumbai, to facilitate further travel. The embassy also said that special attention is being given to the quick issuance of passports for Indian nationals. Due to the current situation, the embassy is open on all days of the week for taking passport applications, and Tatkal passports are being issued within 1 to 2 days. With Vimal, this is Shagun Chopra for World News.
Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh represented India at the presidential inauguration ceremony in Valparaiso, Chile, yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Singh congratulated the people of Chile on the occasion and described it as an important democratic milestone for the country. He said that India is committed to strengthen partnership with Chile for shared prosperity and global cooperation. On the occasion of World Kidney Day today, the Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said it is a crucial time to raise awareness about the importance of kidney health and the need for early detection and prevention of kidney-related diseases. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda noted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government launched the Pradhan Mantri National Dialysis Programme as a significant step towards improving healthcare access. He said that through this initiative, thousands of dialysis centres are now providing life-saving treatment to millions of people across the country. The minister also called upon everyone to join hands in spreading awareness and ensuring that kidney health remains a priority for all. The first session of Bangladesh's 13th National Parliament will begin today at the Jatiya Sangshad Bhavan, Dhaka, marking the start of legislative activities of the newly elected house. According to the Parliament Secretariat, the session will commence at 11 a.m. President Mohammad Shahabuddin is scheduled to deliver the traditional presidential address at the opening sitting. Ahead of the inaugural session, the Bangladesh Nationalist Party Parliamentary Party held a meeting yesterday and authorized the Prime Minister and Leader of the House, Tariq Rehman, to decide the candidates for the posts of Speaker and Deputy Speaker. The two posts will be elected during the first sitting of the House. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. West Asia tensions are escalating sharply. Iran has targeted commercial shipping in the Persian Gulf and attempted strikes on aviation infrastructure in the UAE, Abu Dhabi authorities said that a fire broke out near the old Abu Dhabi airport after air defense systems intercepted an incoming threat. Later, it was quickly brought under control. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, also threatened to strike on U.S. and Israeli-linked economic centers and banks in the region in retaliation for an alleged attack on an Iranian bank. We have more details on this.
Energy markets are reacting sharply to the expanding conflict. The International Energy Agency has agreed to release a record 400 million barrels of emergency crude reserves to stabilize global supplies following disruptions linked to the West Asian war. Oil prices have eased from earlier peaks but remain significantly elevated. Brent crude, the international benchmark, is trading about 20% higher than the level seen at the start of the conflict. Tensions have also begun affecting financial operations in the region. Several international banks have shifted staff to remote work or offer temporary relocation from Dubai following threats directed at Western financial institutions. Standard Chartered said its operations in Dubai and across West Asia are continuing under work-from-home arrangements, clarifying earlier reports suggesting of a full evacuation of offices in the Emirate. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for Iran to immediately halt its attacks on Gulf countries, saying they breach international law and pose a serious threat to international peace and security. We have a report.
The resolution was passed by 13 votes and 2 abstentions, with no one voting against it. It demanded the immediate cessation of all attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran against Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan. Meanwhile, Russia and China have criticized the resolution for not mentioning the US-Israeli strikes on Iran that killed Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and several senior Iranian officials. Since the US-Israeli strikes on February 28 triggered the ongoing war, Iran has repeatedly targeted countries across the Gulf. Tehran says it targets U.S. military assets in the region, but those strikes have also hit civilian infrastructure like energy facilities and hotels. Iran's Revolutionary Guard also took control of the strategic Strait of Hormuz, which carries 20% of the world's oil and gas shipments. The war has pushed up crude oil and LNG prices, rattling consumers and businesses worldwide. Ashish P. Abraham for World News.
U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright yesterday said that the country will release 172 million barrels of oil from its strategic petroleum reserve in a bid to reduce oil prices that have soared due to supply shocks from the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. Mr. Wright said the release is part of a broader release of 400 million barrels of oil agreed to by the 32-nation International Energy Agency earlier in the day. He further informed that the release will begin next week and will take about 120 days to deliver. In the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup Qualifiers 2026, the Indian team secured a dominant 4-1 victory against Wales in a Pool B clash in Hyderabad, Telangana last evening. Navneet Kaur led the attack with 3 goals, while Sakshi Rana scored 1 goal. With this victory, India has already secured a semi-final berth ahead of the fixture, and this result ensured they finished as table toppers. India will now take on Italy in the semi-final tomorrow. The Board of Control for Cricket in India announced the schedule for the first phase of the IPL 2026 to be played from 28th of March to 12th of April. As 3 states are scheduled to undergo state assembly elections during this period, the full schedule of the tournament will be announced once the poll dates are announced. The 19th edition of the biggest T20 league on the globe will commence when defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will host Sunrisers Hyderabad in Bengaluru. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India welcomes International Energy Agency's decision to release emergency oil stocks amid West Asia conflict. 177 Indians repatriate from Lebanon and over 500 depart Qatar in special flights. Iran targets commercial shipping in Persian Gulf and aviation infrastructure in UAE. UN Security Council asks Tehran to halt attacks immediately. First session of Bangladesh's 13th National Parliament to begin today in Dhaka. And in FIH Hockey Women's World Cup qualifiers, India beat Wales 4-1 in Pool B match in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.